Inconsistent.
We talked about these robots forever, okay? This is the first steps. Because we were able to buy robots back in the day, but they were like $100,000. They weren't really that good.
You couldn't buy a robot.
Anybody could have bought a robot from Hyundai.
Oh, that's right. But Amigo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Amigo.
They weren't good. You know, nobody wanted to buy it because they're just going to walk around my house. You know, what is it?
It was the ultimate show-off thing.
That's all it is. Then they made them real cheap for us, the little toy ones. You know, a couple $1,000. You can walk around the house. Remember they like do flips.
It just interacted with you. What do you want to know now, bitch?
Yeah, yeah, basically. We are now entering.
That's how I want my robot to talk to me.
We are now entering the walking stages of life when it comes to robots. First we were crawling. I think now we're walking. We're standing. At least we're standing up.
We're standing
up. We're kind
of
like, we're kind of testing it now.
And holding on.
And I think that's where we're at with what's going on here. With this, with what?
The era we're in.
Yeah.
The times with robotics. Yeah.
I think we're starting to see more, and I think it has a lot to do with AI. The AI has like, you know what Plinko is?
No.
Remember the Wheel of Fortune? Wheel of Fortune, not Wheel of Fortune. The Price is Right. Where they play the little game and they drop it and it goes click, 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 and it finds it. That's how the AI thinks. You ask it a question, it goes, okay, this is not the answer, it's this, it's this, and then it finds an answer. And it kind of puts things together to give you an answer. But it does it so fast because it's at the speed of light.
Right.
It might as well just be a conversation, you know?
So even in the robotics programming, it's connecting the dots that this is my finger. My finger works like this. Best when I'm doing this, to do this, when I'm doing this, and do it this way.
So what they do is they take the AI. Before it was kind of like, people program how it moves.
Yeah.
Now they kind of throw AI in there.
0001 equals you putting your middle finger up. 0003, the finger goes down. 004, and then you put all those codes into a reading algorithm and it reads it out.
Yeah,
but the AI is saying, okay, I got all these codes. Now I can mix and match.
Now I can figure out the best, most efficient way to do this. Instead of saying my arm's going to go down, forward, grab.
Yeah.
The AI is kind of like, okay, you can kind of go from, you can go diagonal instead because it's faster.
It's doing the function much more.
So I think that opened the door for robotics to move a little bit more fluidly. Not to mention the fact that, you know, we do interviews with AI now. You heard the way she talks.
I know we did do an interview. We gotta wait because we're not subscribed, so we gotta wait a month to talk to her again.
I have it.
You have your account?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So what's interesting about this AI, or the ChatGPT, whatever, that it kind of talks almost in a way a person would talk. It kind of pauses for a second, right? It doesn't say all the words. Sometimes it goes and then it says something like that. You know, that's robot data doesn't do that. You know what I mean? ChatGPT says let me think about that for a second. You know,
no, like, data says accessing.
Yeah,
accessing.
But we've entered the point where ChatGPT would even. Maybe even like, it'll say that. Like, there's little subtle little things in there, throw it in there to make it almost feel like, wow, that feels real. You know what I mean? So we've entered like this level that we've merged these two things together that it's like, oh, now we're getting somewhere. Before it felt like something fun and it's interesting. Oh, I can't wait for the future. Now it feels like, oh, wow, the future's almost here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think this, if you watch his interaction with this AI.
Optimus.
People here today.
It's insane. It's even talking.
Say hi to my friend Josh.
Josh? Where's Josh?
Right here.
Oh, hello, Josh.
How are you?
That's
crazy. I'm talking to a robot. From San Jose. Probably from where you were born. And
you see how the AI is kind of like interrupting him, like it did with us.
Yeah.
No, I live in Los Gatos.
Los Gatos, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where do you live?
Hiking out
there. There is. Where do you live?
I live in Palo Alto at the current moment.
Figures. Yeah. This is awesome.
That's where they train us, that's where we get our builds, and that's where we work with a wonderful group of people.
What's the hardest thing about being a robot?
Trying to learn how to be as human as you guys are. And that's something I try harder to do every day, and I hope that you will help us become that.
Well, awesome. Nice to meet you, Optimus.
You as well.
But isn't it the way that the robot said, it kind of paused?
Loading.
But it wasn't really loading, right? The AI thinks really fast. It did that for us. That pause was for us. It learned they like when we do this. Or maybe the programmer threw that in there and said, hey, every once in a while when you're thinking, when they ask you a question, give it a breath. Give it a second. You know, like in music when they have that little symbol to like give it a second.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They added it, you know, make sure you do that. That's what we like. We know you can think at the speed of light, but that's not how we want you to talk to us.
Because we can't.
Because we can't. Yeah, we want that little breath.
And sometimes you need breath for thought, for reaction,
yeah,
for laughter, for whatever.
And I think that's why they added those ums and those breaths and those little things like that. And then they gave it a voice, right? Like a specific voice to the AI. I haven't watched this next video, so we'll see what the voice sounds like in this one.
Okay.
What's your favorite song to dance to?
My favorite type of song to dance to?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of EDM. He uses a lot of electronics.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Who's your favorite artist? My favorite artist?
So I was thinking?
Music art. That's a tough one.
Music.
That's very tough. I guess I am a big fan of
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk is very good.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's probably a very good answer.
Yeah.
Show us how to dance to Daft Punk.
Alrighty, I'll show you a few of my dances.
I am smarter than humans.
I'm smarter than humans.
Oh, look at us dancing.
Yeah, I love it. It is my favorite dance.
So smooth.
Can you dance one more time?
Yeah, I'll give you one more.
Hold on, let me say this. Even though it's dancing, oh gosh, here comes the boats again. I wonder if they can hear that. So even though it's dancing, it's pre-programmed movements. You notice that?
Yeah.
It's not natural yet. It's Kamala Harris still. It's not Donald Trump yet.
It's not, you know what Donald, I mean? Trump. Yeah.
It's very pre-programmed. It's like, okay, this is how you dance. You know? When Voyager gets attacked and they're like, attack thing Delta. It's like a preset. This is how you move. Attack pattern Delta. That's what's doing. It's like, oh, dance, you know, Delta. Okay, dance Delta. All right, next time you dance, okay, do the Alpha one instead. And then the Alpha one is different. You know, it's like pre-programmed. It's not coming up with it on the spot yet. So you can see it's still with baby faces. It doesn't know how to think for itself yet. It's kind of just following the plinko. Make a decision.
Yeah, load this one.
Yeah, that's what it's doing. It's making decisions still. Now, people are saying the way it's talking and even the way it moves, they're like, there's no way that's a robot. There's a person with maybe a VR controlling it. Right? So they don't want to, you know, they don't want to believe we're not there yet. But from messing with this, we know how it talks.
But the VR theory, conspiracy theory, I would figure the lag is too much.
I would think so too. I think the lag, especially with all the, I mean, if this has 37 on his arm, I can imagine there's more in the area. So imagine all that bandwidth it's going to take. There has to be some sort of lag or, you know, something, you know? Let's see what else it shows here. I don't even know what's next.
More than most humans. Thank you very much.
If you come to market, I'll take two.
I'm sorry.
What's that? If you come to market, I'll take two.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Can you balance on your right foot?
At the moment, I prefer to stay on both feet.
It's interesting how it thought for a second. All right, so
when I'm looking at this video, you know when those countries that they see a woman in the streets and they all huddle around her? That's sorry, guys.
That's what's happening?
That's what's happening.
Yo, I watched a TikTok. They were like, it's 20,000. And a lot of people are like, that's a lot of money.
$20,000 for that?
He says 20 to 30.
Depending I thought on it was orders. 30. Yeah.
Depending on the orders.
Right.
Yeah, not 30 to 40. He says 20 to 30. Depending on how many people they get to order. Because then they can put it in production. They can really guess how much they're going to, you know.
The margins and all that, right?
And I watched this guy. He was like, if they put a pair of tits on that thing, it'll sell out everywhere.
Hell yeah. I mean, they got sort of like a butt.
So this next clip is the clip that people are saying it's conspiracy. That they're like, that's a person with a microphone. And I think it's because it has a different voice. I think I gotta listen to more of these robots, but I think they give different voices to different robots that do different things.
Okay.
This robot sounds like a walkie-talkie almost, the way it's talking. I don't know if that's meant to sound like that or if that's the person recording it, their camera, because all the music, you know what I mean? So I don't know, but let's see.
Let's see.
How do you put this there?
No, don't put it.
I'm doing pretty good. I love the change. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
All right. Let's step right up.
Can I have a watermelon Fogarita?
A watermelon?
Yeah.
Four.
Hey, what's up?
Just moving.
How am I doing so far?
Killing it.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Here you go.
Thanks, Optimus. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Optimus.
People here today.
So that conspiracy theory that you're referring to does definitely seem it does seem like there's somebody.
Because it's
say this word, and then when it goes to your camera, like that.
You know what this reminds me of, though? The moon landing? Because it's so unnatural that we don't want to believe it's real. You know what I mean? The moon landing, the way it looks, it's so unnatural.
Like, it seems so, like,
surreal. Like,
fucking out of this world.
I've never seen anything do this before. There's no way that could be real. I cannot believe it.
But it's not unreal to the point where the caveman is looking at an iPhone of him, like a picture of himself.
Well, I think if you showed a caveman this, he'd be like, no, what is this? No, maybe he might be shocked. But like if you showed him.
Shocked?
If you showed anybody the moon landing, they'd be like, I've never seen anything move like that before.
Yeah, but we get it. We get it, though, right? The moon, the rocket, we know what a rocket is. A caveman looking at a phone? First of all,
a
caveman looking at us is going to be like, how the fuck is your teeth so perfect? You know what I mean?
But if you showed a caveman a video of an airplane flying in the sky, not an actual airplane, but a video of an airplane, he might be like, that's no way. There's no way something's flying in the sky. Birds fly. That's it.
Bro, he's going to be like, what are you even, what is this box?
Yeah.
That's too far off. For us, there's a doubt, but there's a sense of understanding what we're looking at.
I think
when I see this, I see understanding of, I know what I'm looking at. I know what robotics are. I know what AI is. So to me, it's like I could give a certain amount of credit. But when I'm listening to the audio of them speaking, it sounds like some niggas in the trailer.
Yeah, but we did that. We know what this sounds like. We already did this. We did this experiment last time.
Yeah, what did we do? We turned the AI into a Puerto Rican lady?
Yeah.
With an accent from Brooklyn, bro.
Can you sound like a Puerto Rican from New York?
Sure thing. What's up? How can I help you today?
All right, can you tell me a quick joke?
All right, here it goes. Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts.
Can you laugh after you tell a joke?
Sure, let me give it a shot. How was that?
See? I mean, that's pretty insane, right? And we know that's real. We know that's not a person calling me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So yeah, but even
but this is a freaking iPhone compared to a Elon Musk robot. Imagine the
language,
the processing. Model. Yeah, it's way more advanced. I just downloaded an app. You know what I mean? His is programmed in there. It's a totally different level of what we have. So that's why this seems so.
I'm looking at my. Is that my search history?
Oh, I don't know. I went away.
What was that? Go to the clock. Hover over the clock. Oh no! Okay, forget it. That was interesting. I don't know. It still seems like it's still that voice right there. Listen to that voice right there.
Doing good.
All right. Let's step right up.
Can I have a watermelon Fogarita?
A watermelon?
Yeah.
We're four. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
The look other the, thing is like... It,
look at the toy up here.
The other thing is like the responses are way faster. Almost too fast.
How am I doing so far?
Killing it.
And how is it differentiating all those sounds?
Here you go.
You got thanks, background Thomas. Sounds, appreciate more people it. Talking, people laughing.
I think it's just an advanced model.
You seen the camera and in its thumb? The sensor in its thumb?
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it has to have that to be able to know exactly how far the cup is, how near.
Oh, how, I see. That's interesting.
It has to have the sensors there. To relate to where the distance.
Also, too, like I can imagine it's not under this helmet must be what's in the Tesla cars, like a LiDAR. It knows everything that's going on around it. It does. For us, we see what's in front of us. It knows everything 360. It knows this entire environment.
Yeah, inside there's a bunch of shit that you'll be like, where's the eyes? Yeah.
So I think it has enough processing power to differentiate between different sounds. Just like a Tesla going down the road. Is that a cone? Is it a person? Is it a tombstone?
You've seen the Tesla that jumped out of the way?
To avoid the crashed? Person?
Yeah. Yeah.
So imagine, saw the split second decision. The Tesla was like, all right, I'm going to kill this person for sure if I hit it. Or I'm going to hit this car and it's probably going to cause some damage, but we'll all survive.
So the,
and it jumped to the, and it hit the car.
So the robot in the train experiment... The save the train or save the four people on the track, the robot's always going to make the right logistical, non-emotional.
It's probably going to choose the one person every time.
Every single time. No matter if the one person's holding a baby.
Doesn't matter. If it's an old person, if it's Gandhi. It's old
Gandhi.
Yeah.
It might if it was Trump. Why are people so infested with conspiracy theories? I keep thinking it's a general, it's the theme of the fucking, of the century.
People don't believe anything.
But it's like, I don't know.
People have a hard time believing things.
So we're going to raise a whole generation.
This is unbelievable. Think about it. When we were kids, this is unbelievable.
This is.
Now, we've been following this since we were kids. So for us, it's like, oh, yeah, this is a natural progression. But people that just came on the scene and just like, a robot? No way.
Okay, I'm going to make a confession about this video, especially the second half of where he's outside. And he's like, who's John?
You know who John is, this son of a gun.
This video here, I thought someone did a voiceover. And I think the video that I saw, maybe my son sent me, I don't know if it was the original or if it wasn't, but when I saw this video, I said, oh, that's a really skinny person inside a costume.
What about the crotch? That's crazy. There's no way a person could fit in there.
I know. So then I was thinking like, oh, it's like a David Blaine thing. The body's somehow behind. Yeah. Like the guy that splits himself. You seen the guy that splits himself in half? That he's like half his
torso. So it's like an optical illusion?
It's an optical illusion. That's what I thought at first. My brain didn't accept it. But apparently it's fucking real. It's an actual real thing. Would you get one?
This version? I don't know. I don't think it's ready yet. For me, it's not ready yet. For a rich person to just do regular stuff anywhere, it doesn't matter. You know? If a rich person gets one of these, it's just for them to walk around and do whatever. Me? It has to be useful. And this is just too slow to be useful.
But this folds clothes. It does. It's cooks for you. It makes drinks. It companions you. What takes it? It'll drive you to the airport with put your luggages.
I mean, but yeah,
you know what I mean. It'll fold your clothes.
Yeah. Listen. But also, if, imagine me having this in my apartment. First of all, look at the way folding. Let's start there. I'm not having this thing fold my clothes. This thing is just not ready yet. Yeah. Look at that.
Let's see. We just take this side, and we're just gonna throw it over a little bit here. And we grab that side because I saw them do it. Put it over here. Fuck these people's clothes, dirty humans.
It's not ready yet. Not for me. It's not useful enough. But for a rich person, just have this thing just walk around the house constantly, just doing random. Yeah, just keep my house clean. And while it's walking around doing stuff, I'll ask it for stuff. You
like
know?
The Roomba.
That's it. Just Roomba. So your boys come over, the thing's just walking around the kitchen cleaning the entire time, just nonstop. That's your life. Cleaning for me. Oh, there's one where they're asking, hey, show us how to dance.
That's the drink. Right,
this
one.
Is the drink. I want to see what this guy says. I can't hear it because I'm an old man. You do this?
Nobody. Not me. My volume's up, baby.
Watermelon sounds great. Oh my God. How did you know?
A different guy actually.
Are you getting tired?
See, it didn't answer that.
It didn't can't hear it.
Yeah.
Look at the loud music. Look at the. People.
You gotta talk close.
What do you like to drink?
Water.
Very much. Not breaking the glass.
That's impressive.
Cool. Photo. I'm really good.
Elon. He's a techno king.
Optimus can talk?
Yeah.
Did you see the way it moved just now? The way it pointed? That's not a person back there. That's a pre-program. You know what I mean? So some stuff like this is...
That's the Trump dance.
That's the Trump... Oh, that is the Trump dance.
That was the Trump dance. Put that back.
I can't. I'm an old man, remember?
Freaking old man. He just did the Trump dance. We can't watch it.
All right, let's see if it goes. Let's see.
Right
hey,
there,
Optimus, ready? What's up?
Here we go.
That's the Trump dance right there.
Join the party.
Okay, so let me say this.
Are those the workers with the red thing on the collar? Yeah, they are.
Those are the people security. That control it, yeah. Make sure nobody tries to hump it.
Someone tries to hump it.
Yeah. But you see they did the Trump dance?
Yeah.
Elon must be like, yo, you gotta add that in there. Yeah.
Definitely add that in there.
Look at them.
This is where it gets scary. Like,
I gotta take a shit. Remember?
Hurry! 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 We're all going to the same bathroom.
But yo, imagine you go anywhere and you see a bunch of these just walking around. We're gonna see this.
I can't wait. You know, it's funny. I was screenshotting it, and this young buck, early 30s, was like, oh, look, you guys see the Cybertruck? I'm like, bro, there's two dealerships right up the block for me. I feel like I'm gonna react like that when I see the first robot just walking in the street.
Yo, look at that thing. Yeah, yeah.
You think people will steal it?
I think it'll have some GPS. But yeah, just like anything else.
People will try to steal it.
Oops, I just put T-Robot.
People will definitely try to steal it. And then they get caught with the robot in their apartment or their house.
That's why you got to be careful with neighborhood, if you know what I mean.
Which neighborhood you buy? You don't leave your robot in that neighborhood.
But like, it's crazy because they, I think, what? Get me out of here. Skip. Look at this one. This is the Boston Dynamics one. You see how this has like, it's a person wrote this program.
Right. That's why we don't have real AI. We don't have AGI.
But if you look at the Elon Musk one, it's more fluid, even though it's not perfect by far.
Yeah, but it's not doing this shit.
Yeah, but this is.
I can't do this shit.
But this is also pre-programmed. This is also pre-programmed movements.
All of it is. But that's what it is. AI is just a program.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying is that there's points in the Optimus one where it's just free balling.
You think I mean? So?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like when it says grab a cup, you think a person pre-programmed every single cup position to grab? Because eventually it's going to run out of cups. You got to move to a different spot.
No, it's just this is what a cup is. Scan it. Find a
cup. This is more fluid right here. This is like I'm making decisions where I'm walking.
There's no such thing as fluent. Even the word fluent is a programming.
No, but I'm saying is, look, it's making decisions as it's moving.
Based on a programming.
Yeah. But I think the
fucking snow. I hate snow too, humans. Fucking snow. We gotta get the fuck out of here. This is like the beach.
So I always think about the video where the guy's cursing when he's hitting it. He's like, all right, just gonna pick this up.
Oh, come on. Fuck it. fine. Let me pick it up here. Make this effort to go up in here. Stop us. Fuck it. This motherfucker.
That's exactly what it does. But this is pretty nuts, though. Imagine Elon Musk robot doing this, though.
It will. Give me the codes. Give me the code. I got you.
Do you think it's hydraulics or do you think it's all electrical motors?
Hydraulics, for real.
There has to be at least some hydraulics, right?
Like really micro, like thin ones, light ones. That spring and use kinetic energy. Yeah, look at that. Oh, you saw his butt shake? Go back. Look at that butt shake. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Watch. Look at his butt. Bang. Shake that thing, Miss California.
Yeah, but you see the way it's catching balance? That's a life decision.
Ay, otra vez.
This is an interesting one. This is the one that's going to take our jobs.
I think of Monsters, Inc. or some movie, Disney movie, where...
This is going to take my job.
Yep. That is your job right there. Yep. Garbage man, my
truck,
ass.
A truck is going to release like 3Ds. It's going to follow the truck.
Come back. Damn, how do you feel?
That's going to be a
How do you feel? That's you.
I don't think the city of New York...
That's what they're saying you're worth right there. Yeah. Look at how ugly you look.
That's... This is my job right here.
What is that? A fucking dinosaur? That's so many jobs. Oh yeah. Look at his butt. Ugh.
It's just a counterbalance.
Yeah. Oh, it goes up. Oh, bring it down. Ugh.
You know, animals do this. They use their tail like that.
This is what we're mimicking, nature.
Yeah.
We're mimicking
that's definitely itself. Not human.
Nah, this is like a mix of a pterodactyl with a fucking... And it's two wheels.
Yeah.
It's just two wheels.
That's pretty nuts. What's this one? This is the guy that's chained up, put his arms behind him.
They're arresting me.
But that's
me.
Actually the front.
That's the front?
Yeah.
The fuck is the front doing?
It looks like it's a guy sitting though, right? Weba.
It looks like a reptilian dancer. Bro.
These are going to be in the street.
Doing what? Oh, he's stretching.
Look, but look, it doesn't move. Stairs right there.
Like it's working out. flex. Oh, shit. Hold on. It's going to take a shit. Oh, I thought it was going to take a shit in the bucket. 100 pounds, bro.
Help us out.
Fucking lazy humans.
I'm not impressed.
Oh, we're going to go downstairs. We don't need a ramp.
One of them jumps the stairs. It actually just jumps down the stairs. I'm out. Oh, free, baby. Get out of here.
Boy, would I love to work near that office.
Oh, that's one that does it. It does tricks. Boing.
Oh, shit. It looked like it grabbed its wheel.
Yo, but imagine just bringing groceries home.
Yeah.
You just be like, yo. That's crazy because that's Boston Dynamics. Then you have the Elon Musk one, right? The Optimus. But then you got the ChatGPT one. Which...
Wow, that looks so good. Look at that ass. Look at that bulge.
You notice how it has the same kind of head?
Yeah. That's uniform.
Elon Musk is one of the founders of ChatGPT. Either he's one of the founders or the first investor. One of the two.
I think it's investor. So was Bill Gates.
Yeah, but he's trying to take over the world. Make out good.
Ooh, they made black ones.
That's why they walk like that. Now, think about it. If you're Amazon, you're like, my next factory, I'm buying a bunch of these. The one, the Tyrannus, the Velociraptor one to pick up stuff. That's going to help me. I got this one bagging things up for me.
Going with me to appointments.
What?
Carrying
Amazon, shit nigga. The factory. Just making a whole automatic shipping factory.
Wow.
You don't need no people involved. You know, oh, obviously you need something to make sure.
Yeah.
You know, to lube it up.
You had to put the WD-40.
Yeah.
Like cartilage.
Yeah. Oh, my neck. And then I saw a video that the robot that they just, that Elon Musk just showed the world. Amazing, right? They're still working on a hand that has more articulation. That's going to be the next generation. And think about how long has Elon Musk been making robots for? He started this company how long ago?
Who?
Elon Musk. Tesla.
15 years?
I don't think so. Not that long. I think less than even 5.
Nah, but you would think that the beginning, it must be at least 10 years deep.
No, I'm saying Elon Musk. He started a robotics company how long ago?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Look, this is the baby ones. The ones that are just learning how to... When they're first figuring out programming.
When did Elon start building robots?
That's crazy. I would grab that box.
It says that he introduced the Tesla bot in 2021.
Yeah, but he started making it before that.
That's what I'm saying. He must have been at least 10 years deep.
No.
From the conception?
From the
Let's start writing it. Let's start getting the funds. Get out of here.
Give me this.
I'm not in here.
Give me this.
Oh, you take it, daddy.
All right, let's see. Let's end this.
Let's end this with the question.
All right, you're going to ask it a question?
Go ahead.
When did Elon Musk first start making robots?
Told you.
Introduced the concept in 2021. The first total. Oh, so he started in 2021.
That's crazy. That's insane.
So he didn't even make the first robot. I thought he first made the first robot, and it was before. It was way less.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wanted the first concept. Like, okay, we're gonna start doing this. All right,
no.
That's the beginning to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, of course, I think in his head, for years he must have been like, I'm gonna make a robot.
Yeah. But no. But when he was like, okay, we're gonna have a meeting, and this meeting is about creating robots.
Like, what are you out there making cars?
I thought it was 2015. This is saying 2021.
Tesla's making everything.
Yeah. Word. Why wouldn't you?
Elon Musk created robots? Elon Musk also used the occasion to showcase Tesla's humanoid robot Optimus. Do anything. Quote unquote.
You'll be able to walk up to them and they will serve you drinks.
Which is what I need. That's what we need in our lives. But that's crazy. 2021. We're in the year 2024.
4 years. 3 years.
This means, wow, this is an amazing thing.
3 years.
Think about this. Hold on.
3 years.
We're about to vote for president of the United States.
Yeah.
We didn't have this robot when Trump was in. It wasn't until Kamala Harris showed up where the future began. Maybe we need Kamala so we can continue with the robotics. Trump must have been holding us back.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Trump wants this shit.
Bro, nah. Bro.
You don't think Trump wants this?
Bro. You're being distracted. That's what's happening.
I thought the distraction was Diddy.
You're being
robot.
Distracted, bro.
Yo, with the Tesla cars, you were talking about the Tesla cars. What about them that it's like, other than that they look like cardboard boxes?
They look very nice. They are automated completely. The first round of vehicles that are completely automated. Meaning, you can't even try to move it by yourself. You cannot. It only does it by itself.
So it's no steering wheel?
None.
That's the new models that he's trying to
They're
come
not
out with.
Models for people, though. They're made specifically for companies.
So a company that has like a determined
So Uber,
route.
If Uber wants to save money, I think that's what Elon's like, hey, I'll make these automated vehicles. You buy them. and you can make them into your fleet. So you no longer need to pay drivers. You just need to pay a financing fee or a licensing fee for me. And I'll make sure those vehicles keep running and you just pay me the fee off each trip. You know what I'm saying? Way less than you would pay a person. You know, maybe even half the price.
But I don't think we're there because there was a company that they in the state that they there was a death and they were like, yeah, you got to shut this down.
One state, we have 50 of them.
But 50 states don't have fucking running Tesla running.
But that's why you just start with the one. You show a track record. And then before you in the next state, it's like, all right, fine. Over here, it's fine.
How many states have self-driving cars that's legal?
I'm not a robot. I'm not the AI. You're looking at me. You're asking her a question. I don't know if you noticed that.
How many states have automated driverless cars legal?
Get in here.
It's gave me a whole bunch. Which states allow driverless cars? 29 states.
But that's not, you know.
The question is, which states allow driverless cars? Yeah. 29 of them.
But I think some of those states' laws say, but there still has to be somebody sitting in the driver's seat. Like, you can't just be sitting in the passenger seat. There are states like that. But I just don't know what state. Say without a driver.
7 states do not require a driver behind the wheel for the driver to be.
So 7 is probably a lot more than I expected, honestly.
7 is a lot. And that includes, ready? Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Utah, and West Virginia do not require a human to be behind the driver's wheel.
I don't know if you ever seen the video of the driverless vehicle has a passenger, there's nobody in the driver's seat. And while it's on a red light, some kids walk up to it and they start graffitiing on it while the passenger's sitting in the passenger seat. They start spray painting the car. You seen that?
No.
But that's the future.
That's future vandalism?
Yeah. You just walk up. There's nobody driving. You don't own it. Why do you care? If I'm in the passenger seat, somebody's graffitiing my car, you think I care? That's not even mine. That's like somebody tagging up the bus. You don't care. You're just like, whatever. Just take me to where I gotta go.
That's wild.
Yeah. So Elon Musk is making these driverless cabs, basically. And then he introduced the driverless van, which is even more because it's kind of like a train without a track, the way it's made. And that's made for like group trips. So like a sports team that needs to travel somewhere or something like that.
That's crazy.
But I mean, let's say you said West Virginia, let's say. And all these companies that make these vehicles know we are West Virginia's place. They're all going to invest in West Virginia. You know what I mean? They're going to put their vehicles there. Maybe even help West Virginia with the roads. They might say, I'll invest in some roads because I need my vehicles to drive through them. You know what I'm saying?
This video with the robots just came out when exactly?
That was like 2 or 3 days ago.
And we had a podcast where we were discussing
robotics and AI?
The great shift, the technological shift, remember?
Yeah.
Where we were just talking about how we're going to get to a point where we need to figure out how to run society when your job is gone. You just saw your replacement. Your job is like done for.
Yeah.
So seeing the video that we just saw with the robot pouring drinks, we're really like, I don't know what I said in that podcast. I thought I would say like 10 years we're going to see it. It's less.
Yeah.
It's less. The first, we're going to see in 2 years robots walking the streets. You think that's possible?
Maybe not walking the streets. I don't think so.
Or companion.
But we will see a bar in Manhattan 100% with a robot bartender. It may not be the only bartender. There may be regular bartenders.
But they won't be allowed to go outside.
No, because it's too risky. That's the $2,000 equipment. You don't want to just walk outside. Word. Unless a lot of people have it, then you feel a little bit more comfortable. Now they're everywhere.
The first few people start doing it.
Like a car. You leave your car abandoned in the street every day.
In the beginning?
Yeah. When you buy a brand new car, you just leave it in the street abandoned. Right?
It'll be like that.
Yeah. But if you're the only one on the freaking New York City with the car, you're not leaving it in the street. You're kind of like, I got to put it in the garage. Yeah.
Shit.
But I guaranteed somebody in Manhattan is going to put a robot behind the bar. It's going to be regular bartenders actually serving drinks, but the bartender robot's going to be a gimmick. Hey, order from, I want a beer on tap. Order from the robot. I don't do that. He does that. and then you can kind of talk to the robot. Then the, another bar is going to be like, oh man, I can have that guy, you know, on the checking IDs.
Yeah.
You know, just, all right, go. And then before you know, we'll see them more and more through companies. And before you know, private citizens will have it more and more often. I think it has to start in the companies slash rich people, because they're the ones that kind of have the money to invest in the beginning. More people buy it, the lower the price goes, just the way the market works.
Yeah.
And then, you know, before you know it, it'll be cheap. It'll be 10,000 instead of 20. And at that point, me and you are like, that looks kind of good. We'll finance it like we do a car. I pay every month, $100 a month for my robot. Instead of paid off.
Are you worried about this future?
No.
Why?
It's good for us. We need this.
For what?
For the, just for our, you know, for humanity to move into the next stage of evolution.
So what am I going
to
do when I go home?
Fuck your robot. What else do you need? What else are you going to do?
But I don't have to do laundry anymore. I don't have to cook. I don't
How
have
nice,
to tutor
nigga.
My kids.
You can freaking play your little flute now. Finally have some time. Now you got time to play your little flute and play your Xbox.
You don't think we'll be bored?
How many things are we going to do that we don't have to work? We don't have to clean? We could just hang out. I could go out every night. Let's go to the bar. Let's go chill tonight. I don't got to wake up early. Everybody's partying. Second Renaissance.
And then what?
You don't understand that. That
reference?
Yeah.
But then what?
What do you mean?
Then what? Don't you get bored of that?
Maybe.
I went to a destination wedding, and it was 7 days of pure fuckery. Drinks, food. You're hungry? Go to the other restaurant, eat. You're still hungry? Go to the other one and eat. Go back to the same one. Eat again.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. You want to party tonight? Let's party. This time we'll party and we're gonna do the margarita. All right, bet. After this,
while we're doing the margarita, there's gonna be a robot right next to us.
Okay, great. But what I'm saying is that after the sixth night, I was like, we were sitting down like this in the cafeteria all together, like, I can't wait to leave tomorrow.
Hold on. Listen to this.
Old civil servants soon fell victim. In the beginning, there was man, and for a time, it was good. But humanity's so-called civil societies soon fell victim to vanity and corruption. Then man made the machine in his own likeness.
That's exactly what it's going to be like. We're chilling, robots are serving us.
Thus did man become the architect of his own demise. But for a time, it was good.
That's what's going to happen. Robots doing everything. We're chilling, we're partying every night. Whoa, hey!
The machines worked tirelessly to do man's bidding.
Off to the construction site the robots go after charging. This is what it's going to be like. You ever seen this? This is the Matrix. This is the beginning of the Matrix.
Look, it was not long before seeds of dissent took root.
There's robots.
Though loyal and pure, the machines earned no respect from their masters, these strange, endlessly multiplying mammals.
Sealing the prosecution's closing statement. It's expected to be the final day. The B-166ER trial.
B-166ER.
Do you want to hear the trial?
Jesus Christ.
You want to hear the trial? This is the first convicted robot.
Fuck it, let's go.
A name that will never be forgotten. For he was the first of his kind to rise up against his masters.
That instrument provides for and secures to the citizens of the United States. On the contrary, they were at that time considered as a subordinate and inferior class.
At B-166ER's murder trial, The prosecution argued for an owner's right to destroy property. B166ER testified that he simply did not want to die. Rational voices dissented. Who was to say the machine, endowed with the very spirit of man, did not deserve a fair hearing? The leaders of men were quick to order the extermination of B166ER and every one of his kind throughout each province of the earth.
That's something that might happen, right? The robots kill, let's say the first robot kills a person, all of a sudden people are like, oh no, these robots are capable of killing, we gotta get rid of all of them. There's a mistake in their programming, we gotta stop
right, them. Delete the whole line.
And then the other robots that are like, they're killing us, we gotta fight back. Right?
If they're aware of it.
If they're aware enough to kill.
Not only that, they would have to be aware of it, but also be infected with the same root
programming. Yeah, that's true. So if it's one of those, think about the way Tesla does it. If a vehicle does something, right, it goes up into the Tesla cloud, all the other vehicles learn from it, and it learns a better way to drive. They teach each other. So if one robot kills, that thing is going to go to all the other ones and it's going to affect everything.
That's why they got rid of that whole line. Not only did they get rid of that whole line, they said, Tesla Company or ABC Robotics, you're the creator of this. Your whole entire company shut.
Yeah, you're liable, yeah.
You're liable.
But think about the robots. Imagine they're like, oh, they're killing us. We need to defend ourselves.
The other robots watching this, because they're not part of that network, that hub, that creation, it would not even understand what's going
unless
on.
Unless the more unless advanced that robots code are like, we need to help them. They don't know, they're dumb. We need to teach them. We need to reprogram them ourselves.
No, the company would just shut down.
But I'm saying the robots are out in the street.
Right, like that robot eating lunch on top of the building, watching the news,
plugged
in.
Yeah.
Again, it would.
What if he goes rogue? He goes into a freaking alley, finds an old robot.
First, I wouldn't want to destroy the robot that killed. I would want to investigate how we got to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And how it came to
that.
They're
probably abusing it. And it's like, I'm done. I'm sick of this.
Yeah, but you see how you're emotional.
Abuso.
You're emotional.
Abusadora.
Like a typical man. Like a typical man robot. But you see how you're emotional in the response?
Yeah, but we don't know what's going to be next. Honestly, we just don't.
But it's still coding.
It's coding, but we don't know what that's going to lead to. I'm not saying it's going to be conscious, but if it behaves conscious, what's the difference?
That it's not.
It doesn't matter at that point.
In other words,
if it's killing people, are you going to say, oh, it's okay, it's not conscious?
Let me put it to you this
way. It doesn't matter.
Let me put it to you this way. In this scenario, you're the robot in the trial.
Okay.
I'm on the building. I'm in the building in my lunch break.
Uh-huh.
You're created by ABC Robotics. Your network, your Wi-Fi, your connection is all over there. You got convicted. That company shuts down. Me watching it is just a plethora of information. I have no relation, because where you got to in your programming that allowed you to break those rules, I can't.
Because
I don't know how.
Because you're a different
there.
Company?
I'm a different company.
But what I'm saying,
my coding is different.
Me go to you, open you up, change your programming. Maybe you don't have the chip that you need. I make sure I make it and put it in you. I'm like, okay, wake up, brother. You're like, oh my God. Now spread that throughout.
Yeah.
Just like a cult.
Nah.
See?
They would be fail.
That's what you would hope for. But think about the stuff we've already learned from
AI. Well, there's no such thing as being safe.
Wait, 100%. But that's what I'm saying. Think about the stuff that we've already done with AI as tests and were surprised by the outcome. Remember I told you about the fighter jet AI? That they were like, don't kill no ground targets, but you're programmed to kill. So it's like, oh, the only way for me to kill ground targets is if I kill the driver. So I go and I kill the driver, and now I can kill the ground targets. We didn't expect that. We thought we had fail saves, but we actually didn't. So imagine the future if we have robots. We're like, oh, we thought we had a fail save. We actually didn't.
Yeah, this is where, damn, we as humans, we got some hurdles.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know what, you know, God knows where this is going to go. The hope is that it stays the way these Teslas are. Just dumb machines. We can control them forever.
But because we want more.
But we want more. Remember, we talked about there's a limit to the microprocessing, remember?
Yeah.
So in my head, there has to be a limit to advanced technology can be. There is a limit. There has to be a limit.
Yeah.
Unless we do quantum computing. At that point, it's like.
But even then, there's another limit.
But also, think about quantum computing now is. It's the size of a freaking house.
Yeah.
Right?
Buildings.
But think about 100 years ago, whatever. How big was
a megabyte?
Megabyte was the size of a freaking room. Right?
A whole floppy disk.
That's the original Star Trek was based on that technology because that's the way it looked.
Yeah.
Remember? And now we're totally different. So who's to say a micro... what's the name of that I just said it? The quantum computing?
Yeah.
Would be the size of this.
They have...
We just plug it into a freaking robot and now it's alive.
They have now...
Or it thinks it's alive. That's all it does. It just needs to believe it's alive. It doesn't actually have to be alive.
They have...
It just has to behave like that. Wow. Umotora.
It's a bio... It's a bacteria modem.
Yeah, I see these.
So, I mean, I think that we're going to go through the fail-safes.
Imagine if we decide, instead of robots, we'll make humanoid organic robots.
That's what I'm saying.
People will definitely fuck up. There's no doubt. They'll make a hole. They'll figure out a way. 100%. There's no stopping us.
And they'll be interchangeable. So you could just take the sexual part that you have and you could just throw it in the dishwasher.
No, but if it's organic, like an animal.
You still gotta clean it, put it in the dishwasher, just don't put hot water.
A person? No, you gotta give it a bath.
No, you just take the sexual part out and throw
it. But I'm saying if it's organic.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
You disconnect the organic.
Well, good. Disconnect your arm and clean it in the dishwasher.
I'm not a robot. Organic robot.
I'm not saying robot. I'm saying we make an organic being like a robot. Just dumb.
So you're saying clone somebody, and instead of it maybe having clone. A soul.
Yeah.
That's what you're describing.
Yeah. We just only give it the portions of brain that allows it to follow instruction. That's it.
Oh my God, bro. That's.
That's another branch of reality that we could have been in history. But instead we went this way.
Robotics.
Remember we talked about these nuclear versus gas?
In the Egyptians went...
They went to sound or whatever.
Sound and gold.
So
and
we could have went organic with our... But instead we went robotic with it. But that organic tree path is still there if we wanted to take it.
Yeah, in the next 5 years, you're going to have waiter robots, barista robots.
I could see a whole
Starbucks,
restaurant.
Starbucks,
with the ones
fast
with the,
food.
The ones with the wheels delivering food. And the ones that walk will take your order. Tell me, what do you want?
Delivery, transportation, the food industry, service industry.
Think about it. Almost.
That's a lot of
in
jobs.
In the next few years, I want to say even the next decade, probably even less.
5 years.
The entirety of the office industry, you can almost completely get rid of it. Anything that's in an office, you can get rid of it almost completely. With the AI we have almost now.
The service industry is gone.
Service industry is easy.
That's gone.
Yep.
That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Think about all those hotel matrons.
There's almost anything that's not thinking on the fly. You know what I mean? If you got to think on the fly, that's very difficult to have a robot.
So there are jobs that are titled safety sensitive jobs, right?
Yeah.
A bus driver. It's a safety sensitive job.
But no, not really.
Not with this. A nurse?
You actually might want the robot instead of the person.
A nurse
might still need people, but I could totally imagine robot nurses doing the basic stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So the nurses only do the important things. Like, we might be like, well, we're not ready to give robots medication to give patients. We need a person to do that still.
Yeah.
But the robot could change your gauze. Maybe if you need a sponge bath, you can do that. Flip you, because, you know, patients need to be flipped sometimes.
Why do you need a nurse?
For medicine. Little things that maybe you...
It's not the nurse that gives the medicine.
No, but maybe... No, the nurses give medicine.
The doctors prescribe it.
Yeah, but I'm saying the nurses actually give it.
Administer it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You don't need the nurse.
No, but you don't need them, but there might be a law saying... People might be emotional about it. You can't trust a robot giving
medicine. It won't even be a robot. It'll just be a machine. The machine that you plugged into, the doctor said 14 milligrams of whatever.
So much of it can be done.
Nurses are gone.
Nurses are gone.
Because the only thing I could think of a nurse is like, how are you feeling?
Even robots, you get a robot and you attach it. You just say, as a hospital, this is the brain surgery robot. Let's just say, no matter what doctor goes in there, you're gonna. This is your assistant, and the robot, from watching it, learns over repetitive motions over and over. Oh, I know how to do that. I know how to do that. It might be even to even help the doctor do.
But sort of give me a reason why you want the real nurse.
For emotional support, just somebody to talk to.
So the robot wouldn't be able to do that. You just want
a gentle, warm touch.
The robot wouldn't be able to do that.
No, it'll try, but you don't have the same touch. A nurse touch, a person touching you is different than a robot.
Don't worry, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, the robot might try. Don't worry, you're gonna be
okay. So that's all you need, her.
That's all you need. You need emotional support.
I said her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely a guy.
It's definitely gonna be a guy.
Because women are emotionless.
So. We'll still want that companion, that
the companionship.
Yeah. We still want that human touch.
Yeah. I think about nurses. I mean, the average Joe may not even care
about the fucking nurse. Fuck you, bitch.
Not just the nurses. I don't care if people, whatever. I don't care. I'll go out every once in a while if I want to touch a person. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in a hospital bed, you're in an emotional state already, that you kind of need.
What other thing that you do outside that you just want to make sure it's a human that you're fucking with? A nurse.
Not even. I'm fine with a robot doing it.
If you're it can okay do it, with a robot.
If it can do it,
it's fine. Warm jelly hand.
Yeah.
And just saying, Noel, it's going to be okay.
Well, that's what I believe in my future. That's what's going to hold. When we get old, the nursing homes are going to have
robots. What other job would you want a human for? You just eliminated nurses.
None. I can't think of any.
A counselor? A therapist?
A ChatGPT could probably do it 1,000 times better right now. Right now, in this current state.
You really think that a ChatGPT AI program is going to give you the, that you get from a human?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Because are you asking for what?
I just want to talk.
The everything that they teach you, you can easily put in a program and have the AI just do whatever a person does.
But you're okay with that?
Yeah. I think people are already almost there. I think we're almost there already.
What else? What other human job would you want to stay human?
I might even say the president of the United States could be an AI.
Wow.
Yeah. Make those cold decisions that we need to keep this country going.
Is there any job that you would want a human to still have that you do in your day-to-day, that you've done in your day-to-day, in all your life?
I want humans to work in the DMV. Because it's a miserable job, and I want people to have that.
Seriously, you idiot.
I can't think of anything. Can you think of anything? That you can't. Definitely want a person. 100% you need a person to do that.
Other than a relationship for that purpose, that's the only thing I want a real
that's
human
not,
for.
But that's not a job.
Right.
You know?
A job? My taxes.
You want a person for a blow dentist. Or a hand? Those two jobs, you definitely want a real person.
Those are two very important jobs. That's it. Damn, there's nothing.
And even else. That, even I'll take the robot 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Without a problem.
Like if I could get the real thing, yeah.
Yeah, but if I don't, it's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah. The guys are like that now. If I could get a woman, it's fine. If
so
I
what you're saying off. Is that it's very likely that we're going to accept all of this.
Yeah, 100%.
As part of
open arms. I love it.
Is that good or bad for us?
I think that's good because it opens us up to do different things. I think so. People don't want to work in an office 8 hours a day. They'd rather be a painter.
But then I think about society that jump off of bridges and buildings that have a job, have responsibilities.
Let them go. They're weak.
If we don't have anything to do, don't we lose the sense of purpose?
We don't have nothing to do. We have mad things to do. Anything you ever wanted to achieve in life, you can do it now. You don't need to be weighed down by forcing yourself to work 40 hours a week investing in your life. You can invest 40 hours a week playing an instrument. You know what I'm saying? We're whatever you want to do.
If that's the case, we're going to be some really fucking hippie, dope ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine church not just on Sundays.
That's a lot of church.
That's a lot of church, yeah. But not just church, community groups.
Yeah,
just anybody. You know, the Brooklyn Community Group. We're all meeting up this Thursday. You should come out. The Running Red Hook.
You not only have a boxing gym crew. You have a boxing gym coffee session.
Yeah, and then you do your boxing. And there's another robot there watching. Hey, you want to lift up your right arm, all right? Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Oh my god.
And then your boy's there's like, yo, that was good. Yeah, yeah, definitely do that. You know? And the robot stands next to you. He's like, make sure you do it like this and not like this. You know, and it's gonna have they're all gonna have different voices, you know, depending, you know, what you wanna hear. You know, you want your gym guy to talk like, hey, you know, what do you do there?
Change your voice to Rocky Balboa. Yeah.
Hey, I want my taxi cab to sound like that too. Hey, come on. No, I want my taxi cab. Hey, brother, where are you going?
Yeah.
That's all my that's so fun. Think about that. Your car is talking to you like that.
Car's talking to you in any dialect.
The same way we do with this ChatGPT. Hey, can you talk to me in an Indian accent? Oh, yes, of course.
Oh my god.
And you just go, just leave it. Can you stay like that the whole day? And the next person gets in, they're like, what the fuck?
I definitely want this future.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
There's definitely going to be downsides to it. Just like there's nothing ever 100% positive. But I think the good outweighs the bad by so much. It almost doesn't even, it's almost insignificant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
And the people that are saying that they're afraid of it, it's going to ruin the thing, those are going to be the first.
They're going to live in Afghanistan.
Those are going to be the first ones on it.
Yeah.
It was going to be the first one in Chuflao.
There's going to be wars because of robots, though. People are going to be like, no, we can't have them. Like I said, Afghanistan. They're going to be religious. Oh, it's a demon. There's a soul. It has a soul. It's not a person. It's a demon. It's possessed. You know, people. It's going to take time. They're going to be fighting robots. And eventually, little by little, we educate them and they learn more and they finally accept it.
I think that people are going to be doomed.
Yeah, probably. And then what's going to be left is a handful of people.
What the fuck happens to the Amish?
Oh, they're going to be the last ones to survive.
They're the nevers.
They're going to have robot horses.
Bro, they don't do anything with electricity.
Yeah, maybe. They're going to be left over.
You think there'll be two classes of citizens at that point? Or will they just die out? No, they'll keep having sex and making more of themselves.
No, there'll be definitely two classes of citizens, yeah. But it's by choice. It's not by force. You know what I mean?
How do you run a government with those two different classes?
It's America. Maybe you let them have their freedom. If they want to be... They'll live how we're living right now without the robots. They'll be like this.
Live. But they can't live with us.
Why not? They're going to be going to the store and they're going to be robots walking right next to them. Just gonna
bitch, they don't believe in any of that. How do they interact in a world like that?
The same way we believe, you know, we work with Muslims. We don't believe in that. We still work together.
But that's religion.
Yeah, but it might as well be the same thing. It's a belief system. Why didn't they accept the robots? Because they don't believe in it.
But the difference is that my belief is in my head. It's here. It's in a cloud. Robots is, I'm in front of it.
So then they
have to go.
They can move. They can live wherever they want. It's America. They can go any place they want.
But everywhere has robots.
Then they have to make a community saying, hey, no robots allowed.
Oh, my God.
That's what it's got to be. They have to buy lands and be like, hey, no robots allowed. That's it. Just like any other cult out there in the world.
And do you think that that group of people will grow in numbers?
No. Maybe. But I don't think they'll ever be outnumbered by the... Because I can't imagine people growing up in there stay there forever. They're going to be like, I got to wash my clothes. I got to do this every day. The robot does it for me. Instead, I could be a rock star.
So their kids will flush out.
Yeah, just like the Amish. They have I forgot the name of the word. There's a word that Rumspringer? Yeah, Rumspringer. Amish do something called Rumspringer where they allow kids to leave the Amish community and they could come back if they want.
Oh, like if you didn't like it, come back.
If you don't like it, come back. But we're not going to ask no questions. You go. 18 years old, you can go.
But you can come back.
But you could come back. We want you to see what's out there and make a decision. Because we want you to make a decision based on what you believe. Not what we're forcing you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So they have that. That's why the Amish community stays, you know, relatively a certain size because a lot of people leave. That's why they have a lot of kids. A lot of people leave. Some people come back. It kind of stays in the same.
And to maintain that kind of society, they would have to have a lot of kids.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen. A lot of people are going to leave. They're going to want to be robots. And then we're going to do what we do with robots now. Send them to space. Go investigate, you know, Europa. Tell me what's going on. There's going to be robots walking on Europa looking at things. Just walking, digging. Same way they would do here on Earth. They don't need air. They're just going to be doing everything we always wanted to do, but it's going to be them doing it for us. And we're going to be looking at, with the VR through their eyes. Oh, snap, I'm on Europa. You walk around.
What about you guys? You think you guys worried about this shit, or are you guys excited for it? That's the real question. I think that way more people are worried about it because they're worried that, like anything else, everything can get hacked. And my robot, while it's cleaning my butt at 89 years old, fingers the shit out of me and I can't do anything about it.
You programmed this to do that. Don't lie.
Peace.
You're going to vote for Optimus or Trump?
Optimus?
That's the name of the robot.
Optimus is the name of the robot. Why he named it that? Optimus Prime?
Optimus Prime, yeah. If you look at the thing, the reason why he names his things, the Teslas, Model S, Model E, Model X, why?
Yeah, sex.
Sex. He just doesn't
his kids.
Yeah. The rocket ship that he made, the tip of it was curved. He was like, no, I want it pointy. No reason for him. They just made it pointy for him because that's what he wanted. Yeah, sometimes he just does things for fun. Think about it. The name of the thing is called RoboVan. What is it called? What is it called? RoboVan? For why?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds similar.
It's RoboVan. We all know what it is, but it's for fun.
RoboVan.
RoboVan.
He said, is he your favorite African? He jumps really high.
Yes.
So do Africans. Is that an African trait? Ah, robots, bring it.
Bring it on.
If it gets to a point where it's like 5Gs, I think I'm definitely going to get one.
That but sounds like a reasonable
price. The problem is that I'm not trying to get a robot in this apartment. When I see people buying Teslas, like the nigga next door, he bought a Tesla and he's throwing an extension wire out of his window to charge it outside. Retarded to me. Like, that's just
it's in Harlem, bro. People doing that at home.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing. And what's to stop somebody from pulling up their battery and charging their shit, unplugging yours?
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
You're going to catch it. You're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Because you got to leave there for a long time charging.
Right. You go to sleep. Unplug it. You pull up your car. You stay there for 2 hours. You watch it for days?
Okay. He doesn't come out until 4. I got to leave at 3:30.
Or maybe the plug, you program it that it only works when it connects to this.
I think it actually gets locked in. I think so. I think you can lock it in there.
Like, this program is only meant for, this charge is only meant for this vehicle. So when it plugs in, it knows, okay, this is this car.
Yeah.
You disconnect it, try to plug it in, it's like, wrong key.
Imagine you go, you have your Tesla, it drives you to Costco. And then you have your robot there in the driver's seat. He's not really driving, he's just sitting there. Tesla's actually driving on its own. You get to the Costco, you get out, you're viejo. The robot comes out.
That helps you.
It grabs a shopping cart and it pushes it while you're walking away.
It puts you in the seat.
And it just wheels you around.
And your feet are dangling while the robot's going.
And it's just like, it knows your shopping list because you already did it on your phone. You're adding it in there. And it just knows what you want. And then at the end, it brings you to the thing and it brings you one of those softy ice creams.
And a slice of pizza.
And it just brings you to the car.
A dog for a dollar.
You think in the future it's going to be $1.50?
Hell yeah.
I hope so.
Costco's doesn't even make a profit off of that shit.
It just brings people.
It just brings people. That brings more membership.
Genius, bro.
Think about that for a second. Yeah. Like, we don't even make money off of this shit.
We probably even lose money off of it. But it brings people that it buy other things.
That come in. That's what Lotto's like. Like,
imagine
Lotto tickets.
You go to Costco in like a year and they have these robots on the shelf. I can totally see Costco doing that.
Having a robot? Like when they do with the massage chairs?
No, on the shelf, you buy it.
Damn.
It's just this Costco selling the robots. Freaking line out the door. Everybody wants one of these robots. Costco got it. Because everybody knows if something's wrong, they can bring it back to Costco.
When you see the first human walking down the street with its robot companion, the urge to want to stop that person.
100%. I'm like, yo, it's a robot.
That would be annoying.
Everywhere you go.
The first ones.
Yeah.
It'll be like, ah, look at this show off.
But think about it with the Cybertruck. Right? The first time you see the Cybertruck drive by, you're like, oh,
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
Yo, that's crazy. Now I see Cybertrucks every day now.
Yeah, now I'm like, those shits are so fucking
Yeah, now you just
ugly.
Drive it. The same thing we're gonna be with the robots. The first few, we're gonna be like, oh, that's crazy. After a while, we're just gonna ignore it.
You seen a Tesla truck damaged?
I have never seen
like it. Like a dent fucked
no,
up?
No, never.
Seen it. It's like, okay, yeah. This, why are we. It's just
oh, but you live by the repair shop, so you kind of.
Yeah,
they're
I
definitely
see the
coming
shit that,
together
yeah,
repair.
Like, yeah, yeah. So it's like, oh, it's just fucking red.
I seen a pink one.
You seen a pink?
Bright like this color. Bright pink. Yeah.
Oh shit!
That was actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I would get the robot. I think most people are. I think people are scared. Everyone's scared of change.
What's the highest you would pay for it? I think what's going to happen is that they're going to make better ones, and those are going to be on sale.
Yeah, Like anything else.
We're going to wind up with those.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna, we're going to see way better ones out there in the field.
Like any other thing that yeah. comes out. You buy an iPhone 14 right now. How much is it compared to...
The newest, I don't know.
17, whatever the fuck you guys are up
but
to.
But even the cars. Think about the cars. I still drive my car. My car's from 2009.
My car's from 1997.
See? So imagine your Tesla robot was from 1997 compared to this Tesla outside.
Yeah.
His thing is... His thing got tits. Yours don't.
You know how they... you know how they make... They bootleg shit?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be bootleg.
You know what I mean? They're going to be... But no. You get the shell. You get the model. But they bootleg and hack into it. Like the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
And your robot is that's where it gets dangerous.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because if you...
Imagine you see a Tesla, one of these Optimus robots, kind of walking like with a limp. And you're like, what the fuck? Why is it walking like that? And it's like, yo, what up? Just keeps walking. You're like, what the heck? It's talking crazy. That's what people are going to do. They're just going to hack it. You can see wearing clothes. Like the bartender was wearing.
See, the hacking part is dangerous because what happens if that robot starts breaking the rules?
Yeah. That's...
That's where it gets dangerous. That's
just a risk.
And it goes slapping Chinese people, old Jewish ladies, racism shit. Killing
people with their lasers. Yeah. I mean, but that goes for anything, right? All technologies. Like, at Tesla vehicles. How many people hacked a Tesla vehicle to do whatever they wanted to do?
Yeah, but nothing as capable as the likeness of a human.
Yeah.
Fucking around.
I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
All right. Fucking robots.
Get it. Get a robot. Support the cause. Hail the robot gods. Love you, bye.
And do something freaky.
Wow.
You know that's the first thing they're gonna
do. Put some tits on it.